Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Pinchas, Snake Mouth, Week 41, 7th Aliyah. On the 15th day of the 7th month, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. Celebrate a festival to the Lord for 7 days. Present an offering made by fire as an aroma pleasing to the Lord, a burnt offering of 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all without defect. Numbers 29, verses 12 and 13. Why are so many young bulls sacrificed? During the 7 days of Sukkot, tabernacles, young bulls were offered in total, 70. The number 70 represents the 70 Gentile nations which originally came from Noah. According to Genesis 10, the feast of Sukkot is connected with the nations in a special way. Sukkot is the feast that prophetically announces the Messianic kingdom with 1,000 years of peace in the world. In that time, the temple service in Jerusalem will be restored and representatives from all the nations will have to come up to the capital of the world, not only to receive instructions on how to live according to the Torah, Isaiah 2, 1 through 4, and Micah 1, 1 through 4, 4, 1 through 4, excuse me, but also to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, which is in Zechariah 14, verses 16 through 19. On the Feast of Sukkot, 70 young bulls will be again sacrificed every year in favor of all nations. Israel will fulfill its function as priestly nation for the rest of the nations, and the whole world will be very blessed, living in peace and prosperity. The fact that the 70 young bulls represent the nations also teaches us that Israel, as priest for the nations, may offer these nations to the Eternal symbolically. The role of Israel is to teach Torah to the nations so that they surrender themselves completely as living sacrifices to the Eternal. The rest of the nations won't be able to do it satisfactorily without the ministry of the priestly nation. This teaches us that without the Jews, the Gentiles won't know how to live correctly or how to please the Eternal with their lives. The Jew has been called to be light to the nations, and that's why the chosen ones from the nations who submit to the leadership of the chosen ones from the Jews will be able to teach their full potential, reach their full potential. Without that leadership, they will go each one on their way, and thousands of ideologies, religions, denominations, and ministries will be created. These will have one thing in common: not accepting the Jewish leadership that the Eternal established for them. When the movement that arose around Yeshua spread on to the Gentiles, everything was fine for as long as they stayed under the leadership of the Jews. But when the Gentile leaders, the so-called fathers of the church, took the control of the movement, it detached from its source, and thus Christianity was created, which houses a spirit of rebellion against the Jews. When the Messianic kingdom is established, that spirit will disappear, and so the Gentiles will be able to walk, guided by the people of Israel, also physically and spiritually restored. The sacrifice of the 70 young bulls will then represent the surrender of the nations to the One, and He will receive them as pleasing aroma and will let His countenance shine upon them. May the kingdom come soon. Shabbat Shalom.